The cost overruns are related to project delays, keeping workers on site for longer periods, the need to train workers more extensively than expected, and adding more supervisors on site for quality control. Despite the issues, Georgia Power spokesman Mark Williams maintains the two new reactors will prove to be a good deal for customers.
This project still represents $4 billion in economic value for our customers over the life of the units over any available alternative.
At last check, the expansion's total cost was $14 billion. Georgia Power's share was a little more than $6 billion. Now it's closer to $7 billion. Williams says Georgia Power customers will be asked to cover the new cost, something that has consumer groups deeply concerned. Sarah Barzak has been tracking the project for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
The assumption that this is the cheapest option gets more and more unlikely. There are rocky waters already happening, and I think it's highly arrogant of Georgia Power to think that it could not spiral out of control more.
Meanwhile, the revised total does not include about $1 billion of separate overruns currently in litigation. That's why Barzak wants state regulators to consider scrapping the project.
We are now seeing the difficulties that's entailed with building a first-of-its-kind new reactor project here in the United States, and it's probably just going to get worse.
Ultimately, the Georgia Public Service Commission will decide whether ratepayers or the company should absorb costs over the originally approved price tag. Commission Chairman Chuck Eaton says everything will be scrutinized.
As an elected official, as a Georgia ratepayer, as somebody that looks out for the ratepayers, we're very concerned about it. But it's an initial filing. There's going to be extensive hearings on it. It will be a highly transparent process.
Those hearings, which are open to the public, will be held over the next several months. The PSC will make a decision this summer. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.